With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-year mortgage. Really? Are you kidding me? Meanwhile, the big story, Realtor magazine changing the cover. Taking a young couple off of it. Because them buying a house in something that's going to happen. Folks, this is exactly what I warned about. Exactly what I warned about when we were passing the big, beautiful bill. Take a listen, because this situation, look, the whole future of this country is wrapped up in this segment right here, the segment opener from Fox News. You'll see why at the end.
Some bad news for all those Gen Zers looking to buy a house. The National Association of Realtors magazine scrapping plans to feature a young couple on the cover. And instead, now I don't mean to insult you nice people on the cover, but you are an older couple. This is the average age of homebuyers rises to near retirement age.
This is incredible. Fox Business host Cheryl Crisoni is here with all the details, and the details, Cheryl, here are not good.
Well, I would think that those are probably models that aren't going to be upset.
Yeah,
that you don't.
They look in love.
Yeah, they're
attractive,
you know,
couple.
Yes, but yes, this is the older generation. Boomers are the story when it comes to the housing market, and they are older. The average age of a homebuyer now is 59 years old. 59.
Wow.
That's 6 years from retirement.
You would be 23, 24.
I know. No, the amount of first-time homebuyers out there is now at 21%. That's a new low. What happened is that a lot of these buyers went out in 2020, 2021. They snatched up homes. They had the money. They saw deals. Interest rates were 2 to 3%. And now they don't want to part with that 2 to 3% interest rate on their home. And you can't, so they're not moving. Unless they decide that they want to downsize, or maybe they want to, you know, switch locations. But in 2015, the average age of a home buyer was 44. In 2005, it was 40. So the numbers are just going up and up. So I guess your parents are the people that are, you know.
Hence the magazine cover.
There they are. Anyway, Realtor.com also says that U.S. households must earn more than $118,000 annually to afford the medium home out there. Now, listen to this. Former Trump administration official William Wolf posted this on X. It's interesting. He said the first political party that makes it possible to buy a house and raise a family on one income will rule America for the next 50 years.
Yep, that's it. That's it right there. And they know. Trump knows. The Trump people know. That's why Trump floated the 50-year mortgage. Now, are the Democrats going to make it easier for you to buy a home? No. No, they're just going to come in with a Mamdani type figure and push radical punishment on capitalism, and we'll end up like a third world country. But they'll lie before then and claim that they're going to help you buy a home. They're not going to help you buy. They don't want you to buy a home. They want you to rent the home. They want you dependent on them. But they're going to drive a truck through this hole of vulnerability. Now, look at this, folks. Average age of U.S. homeowners right now, average age, I'm sorry, of U.S. home buyers, not owners, buyers, 59. All-time high. In 2015, it was 44. In 2005, it was 40. This is like Europe. Folks, I will never forget, and I talked about this last week, taking this road trip to Europe that I took with my cousins. It was amazing. It was really great. We had so much fun. And I was 24 years old. I already owned my first home, was working on renovating it, went to Europe. I worked at the time for a construction company called Shelco in Charlotte. It was one of my first jobs. And so I was really keyed into, you know, way more than most people, construction equipment and kinds of construction equipment and what they meant. And you could tell by the style of grading going on in a lot, what they were going to build. And I mean, I knew this stuff. And I was driving through Europe. And after a few days, I was like, there's no grading going on. There's no construction going on here. There's no construction equipment. Is there any construction equipment? We were in the UK. Is there any construction equipment in this country? I was blown away by it. And what we're doing is I have a big Catholic family. So we were staying with second cousins and extended family in their homes and a lot of the way to fund our trip. And nobody owned their own home. It was crazy. So we had that real estate boom going on in America. Everybody owned a home. Poor people owned homes. And one person we stayed with actually owned the space they lived in. It was an engineer. He was in his 40s, college educated, obviously. And he still had the shag carpet from the 80s and the old wallpaper. And someday they hoped to have enough money to renovate that. But he owned the home. But the only reason he owned it is it had been passed down. And he said, yeah, nobody owns a home here till they're in their 40s. And I went, oh, that's so depressing. I came back here. I thought, oh, thank God. Hopefully America's never like that. We're here now. It's where we are. This is what happens when you double federal spending in 5 years. And there's no effort to cut it. Trump has made an effort. John Thune blocked him. The fight should be with Thune. John Thune refused to approve any of Trump's nominees if Trump kept sending rescissions packages that should have cut about $500 million that Doge found. So we're stuck now. We're just printing the money, sending it out there. There's no real estate market. What does this mean? The fight that we got to have is to cut spending. You know what the other thing we need to do is? It's very simple. Deportations. Deportations. Why? Economics professor Peter St. Ange pointed out when you funnel 25 million people into this country in under 4 years through visa overstays and crossing the border, what do? They drive rental rates through the roof, but they also drive home prices through the roof. Keep in mind, these are people who will live three, four, five families in a middle to upper middle class home, and they're renting that way too. So that's the deportation answer. If we ramp these deportations up, it'll help. Here's Professor Peter St. Ange saying, look what's happening with rental prices, just getting the 1.6 million out that Trump has successfully gotten out. Look what's happening to used car prices. This will happen to home prices too. And here you go. Let's see if I can get this to play.
Rent was a paltry 0.1%. Deportations have consequences. Used car inflation also plunged, which is also an indicator of deportations. They have to sell the car on the way home.
Yeah, so you get rent inflation, 0.1%. That's fantastic. It's going to help. They're selling what used car inflation, which that used to be horrible under Biden. Why? Because all the illegals were buying cars. Now they're selling them. It comes down. This is the hidden thing here that's also driving a lot of this that would help. Trump's doing that and it's about to be put on steroids. That's going to help. But folks, we got to get this stuff taken care of by the midterms.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.